And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 25th of February, 2007. It's the birthday of the first recording star in the history of music, Enrico Caruso, born in Naples, 1873. Came to the Metropolitan Opera in New York, made his debut in Rigoletto in 1903, and less than 3 months after that, he made some recordings for the Victor Company. The gramophone was just a curiosity at the time, a toy, but Caruso had become a household name so suddenly, people all over the country wanted to hear his voice, and they were inspired to buy their first gramophones, and his were the first records ever to sell more than a million copies. He was responsible for the beginning of the recording industry. He went on to sing 17 consecutive seasons at the Met, gave 626 performances in 37 different operas, his final one December 11th, 1920. It's the birthday of the novelist and critic Anthony Burgess, born in Manchester, England in 1917. He left England, decided to give up writing. He was disgusted. He took a teaching position in Malaya. But moving abroad inspired Burgess's writing more than ever. Published his first three novels there, Time for a Tiger, The Enemy in the Blanket, and Beds in the East, in the late 50s. And then in 1959, he began to suffer from severe headaches, went to see a doctor, was diagnosed with a brain tumor. They gave him a year to live. And it gave him a new sense of purpose. Burgess later wrote, "I had been granted something I had never had before, a whole year to live. I would not be run over by a bus tomorrow, nor knifed on the Brighton racetrack. I would not choke on a bone. I had a whole year, a long time. In that year, I had to earn for my prospective widow. I would have to turn myself into a professional writer." He wrote five novels in that year and then did not die, and went on to write the book that made him famous, A Clockwork Orange. It came out in 1962. And it's the birthday of Renoir, Pierre-Auguste Renoir, born in Limoges, France, in 1841 to a family of artisans. He was one of the Impressionist painters who painted from nature. They did not paint in the studio, and so they painted direct to canvas. So the paintings were not as realistic as classical painters. They looked a little bit blurry. Created a great stir in the art world when they came out in 1874. Renoir ultimately gave up some of the techniques of the Impressionists. His paintings became more solid. He started using black paint again, which the Impressionists had given up, and never stopped painting, though he suffered from rheumatism. Even when he couldn't move his fingers, he just tied the paintbrush to his hands. His late paintings of people and things around him, his wife, his children, his maid, the flowers and fruits of his garden. Here's a poem for today by Jeffrey Harrison entitled The Investigation. There were some things I would never know, I realized that, but I wanted to understand as much as I could before I let it go. I couldn't stop making phone calls to Chicago, to his doctor, his insurance agent, his doorman, the coroner who told me more than I wanted to know, to his psychiatrist, who made a show of sympathy and dismissed out of hand my speculations, but I wouldn't let them go. The detective sounded weary, which was no surprise. It was 2 a.m. He patiently explained what he could, then sighed, "You'll never really know." I weighed possibilities, made lists, wrote memos to myself. Was it spontaneous or planned, and for how long? I couldn't let it go. I kept calling my brother and sister to let them know what I had figured out. Each time, they listened, but then told me what I had always known. We would never understand. I had to let it go. The Investigation by Jeffrey Harrison from his collection Incomplete Knowledge, published by Four Way Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.